we are continuing our previous shiur where we saw a number of kashas on the sugya of Dof and Akum, and now we're going to get the Mahalach Amir Tashem to begin to explain this sugya. Tosis here on Amud Beis, Dibur Maslo Pachos, explains the Gemara. The Gemara there is talking about an area where the schach is lower than 10 tefachim. It's not kosher sukkah. So he dug in the ground to be mashlim the area to 10 tefachim. So does it count or does it not count? So the Gemara says that if from the edge of the chakak where he dug to the wall there's 3 tefachim or more, it's possible. If there's less than 3 tefachim, it's kosher. So it's great to dig in the ground, but you have to make sure that it's within 3 tefachim of the wall. So Frank Tosis over there, how does this shim with the Gemara and Shabbos? Shabbos Ayin Amud Beis says that if you have a house that's not 10 tefachim, and then you did a chakika to be mashta masara, that it should be have a din of rishus hayochid. So the din is that it's good, it's kosher. And there the Gemara doesn't make a chiluk between within 3 tefachim of the wall, not within 3 tefachim of the wall. So maishna Shabbos misukah, why as far as rishus hayochid for Shabbos is concerned, it doesn't matter where you made the chakak, where you dug in the ground, and by sukkah it has to be within 3 tefachim. And for Tesvis, you can't compare, because by Shabbos, the purpose of the wall is the menoyer regel rabbi, to prevent the multitudes from walking there. Whereas by sukkah, the bo'in and mechitzah is smuchos is l'schach. The sukkah, you require that the mechitzah be close to the schach. And therefore it has to be that the chakak is within 3 tefachim of the wall, so that the kosher is schach, or within the 3 tefachim of the defanis. So what Tosis is saying is that on Shabbos there's no din atzmi, there's no essential din of a wall. The point is the wall that it's supposed to keep people out. Therefore, we don't care where the mechitzas are. Even the mechitzas are far away from the chakak, but it's still going to keep people out. Mashenk in the sukkah, that there's a din atzmi in mechitzas. The question is, why doesn't Tosis say that? Why doesn't Tosis say there's a din atzmi in mechitzas? All Tosis says is that the be'in and mechitzas smuchos l'schach. And there's a Ramban also in Shabbos Ayin Amud Beis. He says the same word. He asked the Kasha and he said that like in sukkah, where we require walls, as it says, besukos, besukos, besukos 3 times, and we darshan from there, that you need 3 walls. Like Rav Shimon there said, that altogether there are, the rabbis say that it's altogether it's 4, because besukas without a vav, that's 2, and then besukas with a vav, that's 4, and 1 is to tell us about sukkah itself, and then you're left with 3, shnayim kiyuchasav asay shlishi v'garasa v'shlishi, svuk man tefach, makes the 3rd into a tefach, and Rav Shimon holds, no, it's besukas, besukas, besukas. You really get 6 because they're all in plural. And when it's lagufe, that's down to 4. Shalosh kehilchasan. And then the halacha comes and it's megareya the revius that it's even on tefach. The point is that you learn from the word basukos, says the Ramban, you learn from the word basukos that you need to have the fanos. And therefore it has to be within 3 in order that it should be lavud in between the wall and the schach. As long as the rabbim aren't bokeh, the masses don't go there, it's rishus hayachid. And you have mechitzas on the outside, so all together. So you have mechitzas, and it's 10 tefachim. The area of the chakak, so it's fine. So it's the same idea that Tosfos says. But Tosfos, when Tosfos talks about sukkah, he doesn't say the ikar. Tosfos doesn't say that, nor does the Ramban. Tosfos doesn't say that this is din atzmi that you need mechitzas. Tosfos just says the outcome. Since this is din atzmi that you need mechitzas, so the male of the mechitzas have to be samach l'schach. Mechitzas have to be close to the schach. Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos just says this is the outcome. You need mechitzas that are smuchos l'schach. Why didn't Tosfos say the yikar? The yikar is din atzmi of mechitzas, and therefore they have to be within three tvachim of the chakak. And Tosfos in Shabbos says what Tosfos in Sukkah says. A little bit more about Harchava, and the Tosfos HaRosh brings them both down. Tosfos HaRosh learns that they're saying the same thing. Tosfos in Shabbos says, the Shiny Yosem is asked the same kasha, which is in Shabbos and Sukkah. Tosfos answers, the Shiny Yosem Gabi Sukkah, the beginning of Machitzah Smuchas Lashach. The Finan Yosem Machitzah Smuchas Lashach, 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 Chulei ad kandivrei Taisus. And Taisus says that the sukkah is different because the mechitzas have to be next to the schach, because we learn that you need mechitzas from besukkas, 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 that it says three times. And we see in Shabbos Yitzayin and Sukkah Yitzayin that if you're machit the sikuch men of the finals, it's puzzle, it has to be close. So therefore, here also it has to be within three. The svasa chakak has to be within three of the walls, so that the mechitzas has smuchos l'schach. And the question is, why again does Tosfos say that the ikar is that the mechitzas have to be samach l'schach? And they bring the Mishnah of hirchak es haschach, that you have to, if you're machik the schach from the defanos, the ritvachim, it's no good. What's the teretz? What was the kash of Tosfos? Why does the mechitzas have to be samach l'schach? Because it says that the svasa chakak has to be within three tvachim. The question is of the wall, so that the mechitza is samach to the kosher schach, because the kosher schach only begins when it's 10 tefachim deep. So the question is, why do the mechitzas have to be next to the schach? And Tosfos teretz is because the mechitzas have to be next to the schach. How does that answer the question? And another question is, how come Tosfos brings down, as does the Ramban, the makor for mechitzas? Well, why do you need the makor for mechitzas? We know they're mechitzas. Well, why do you have to bring down the makor for the mechitzas? That's not the point here. The point is that the mechitzas, Tosfos is saying, have to be samach l'schach. Why do you have to bring down a makor that b'chal you need mechitzas? As a kashul. So asked Rabbeinu's father in the Divrei Mordechai on Shabbos and Siman Vov. So you see from this, the teretz of Tosfos, that not only is there a tzerich atzmi, this is the yisod advarim from Rain of Rabbeinu, not is there a tzerich atzmi for mechitzas hasukkah in contrast to mechitzas Shabbos, but more than that, it's telling us together and the tafki, the purpose of the mechitzas of the sukkah. And that Tosfos writes the kitzur in sukkah and even more about Rikos and Shabbos, that the yisod adin is that since we learned the ikar chiyuv of the fanos from basukos, which Pipshuto is talking about the schach, which is the Yikar Sukkah. So if this is teaching us also mechitzas, so this is telling us the din in the schach, which is alluded to by the word sukkahs, because that's the Yikar of the sukkah, is the schach need the fanos, and therefore the fanos are learned from basukos, because part and parcel of the schach have to be the defanos. Only when you have schach with the fanos, is there going to be a hechsher sukkah, like the Lashon of Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi in the sixth parak of Vuchos Sukkah and Halacha Tesvov. The Sof Tvarav, he writes, V'afagav te'inu, in other words, even though those, the mechitzas, lav shema the sukkah, but they don't have a shame sukkah on the mechitzas, but we call them kachu mitzvoso, that zoi is the mitzvah, that's the mitzvah. They'll shame sukkah shal sikuch voigam defanos. That for the sake of sukkah, on the sikuch, we require also defanos, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is defanos with the schach. In order for it to be a proper sukkah, you need that the defanos should go with the schach, and therefore there has to be a relationship, there has to be a yachas between the schach and the defanos. If there isn't, then it's not considered mechitzas asukah. The schach needs mechitzas. There has to be a yachas between the mechitzas and the schach. It's not enough that they're mechitzas of rishus, like by Shabbos, just to keep people out. And that's why, to answer the kasha we asked before, that's why it says it brings down the mokum for the fanus. Because it's showing you that part and parcel of the schach is the fanus. The fanus have to have a yachas to the schach, and therefore they have to be nearby. And therefore the sukkah is possible if it's not within three tvachim. Also in the Taisus HaRosh, he also has the same word. He says, how come, what's missing Shabbos and sukkah? Why by sukkah do you need the mechitzas to be samach l'sach? That the chakak has to be within three tvachim of the wall? So he answers that sukkah is different. The be'in and mechitzas smuchos l'sach. So why do the mechitzas have to be samach l'sach? Because the mechitzas have to be samach l'sach. That if you mark the seeker from the banas, it's possible, but not gabi Shabbos. So what's the teretz? So based on what we're saying, the teretz is he's telling us what's the tafkid of the mechitzas. The purpose of the mechitzas is that they be samach l'schach. Not just they have to be. That's their purpose. In order to make the schach activate a hechsher sukkah, you need the mechitzas to be nearby. But the mechitzas Shabbos are different. They have nothing to do with schach and memela. We don't care how far it is away from the chakak. But when it comes to sukkah, the reason the chakak needs to be next to the wall is because the mechitzas have to relate to the schach. That's the whole purpose of the mechitzas, that they have shaychus to the schach. So why do the mechitzas have to be close to the schach? The mechitzas have to be close to the schach because that's their purpose, because the schach only is poil hechshur sukkah if the mechitzas are nearby, if the mechitzas have a yachas to the schach. Loshen HaRashba on this kasha v'til suvatoysis doesn't mean a mechitzas ma'abish v'echshu sukkah b'mechitzas hi she smuchas l'schach l'matim en ha-sikul k'dam reino en hikuchas ha-sikul f'men ha-defanos p'sula aval in yin Shabbos ein ha-kapod b'mechitzas ma'abish she machshiris es ha-chakak el she ha-chakak nishma yideim shnu yirabim boikim boi kem shish mechakak roicha v'ar ba'al arba v'yesh b'gobo k'shir uchshu sayochid yim koi b'mechitzas המחיצת שם ברסי סימא בחוץ לחשין בין שיוע ספס החקק בין שיוע מוחק וסמנו כמה. So the Rashba also emphasizes that צורך העצמי במחיצת בסוג של רגע בשבס. And Shabbos does not צורך עצמי במחיצת. The point of the מחיצת is just to leave, is to keep people out. And therefore it doesn't have to be near the חקק. But the Rashba adds that the פעולה of the מחיצת is בהר של סוכה. והוסם בין המחיצס ממש בהכשר סוכה במחיצס היא ושיהיו סמוכס לסכח ולמטה מן הסיכוך. So that's the הכשר סוכה. With the מחיצס that they're next to the סכח and beneath the סכח. Like we say that if the סיכוך is far from the דפנוס, סוכה יזיין עומד אלף, it's possible. Because in order to be מחשיר the סכח, the סיכוך, you need the דפנוס be nearby. That's the תפקיד of the דפנוס. The סיכוך with the דפנוס is מחשיר the סוכה. So to the ריטבן הסוגיה, he writes that sukkah shevitzvos is b'defanos boi pochus megimel. The mitzvah of the sukkah is with the defanos. The defanos sukkah niros kishelo. The defanos of the sukkah should appear like it's hers, like it's shelo. So the magia and the chedushi haritvo, the editor doesn't understand. What does it mean niros? Niros kishelo. They should look like it. The defanos should look like it's kishelo. What does that mean? So it's what we're saying, that there has to be a siachasus between the defanos to the schach, and therefore it has to look like it's part of the schach, and therefore it has to be within three. And that's what he writes, the mitzvah. Shemitzvasa b'defanos. The mitzvah, the defanos, they should be somuch l'sach, they should be nearest kishalah, they should look like they're part of the schach. Because the tafkid of the defanos is that they are machshir the schach to make a kosher sukkah. Ritvon Sukkah writes the Hasan Bina on his kasha. The Hasan Bina Mechitzah Shal Sukkah that Achmana Kopech Dun Shula Defanos. Abel Hachaloi Boy Ela Shiyia Oymed Mukov Mechitzos. That there, the Torah was Makbid Hashem was Makbid on Mechitzah Shal Sukkah. That the Sukkah should have Defanos. But here by Shabbos you only need Mukov Mechitzos. So the Rava Magia, the editor of the Ritva, writes that the Ritvon Sukkah saying a different word than Shabbos. In Sukkah the Ritva says that it has to be Nero's Kishela. Shemitzvah, the Sukkah, Shemitzvah, the Defanos, Boy Pachos, Migim, Mokadesh, the Defanos, Kesukkah, Nero's Kishela. It has to look like it belongs to the Schach. And here, the Ritva and Shabbos writes The Torah is makbid that it should have walls. Therefore, it has to be within three of this of the schach. So he says that he's saying something different. Here he says the Rachmana Kapi Tshuva Defanos, and there he doesn't say the Rachmana Kapi Tshuva Defanos. He says Kadesh Defanos is Sukkah Nirus Kishela, but really it's not true. He's really saying the same thing. The Defanos is Sukkah Nirus Kishela is telling us that the Defanos are Shaykh to the schach. And what he says in Shabbos, the Rachmana Kapi Tshuva Defanos, the Sukkah has to have Defanos. The Hechsher of the schach is with the Defanos, and therefore it has to be nearby. He's really saying the same word. Shu'la defanos. What does it mean, la? The schach. The sukkah. The schach, which is the sukkah, has to have defanos. That's what he says in Shabbos. The same word in sukkah. That there has to be a siachsus between the sukkah and the schach and the defanos. Hein hein advolim. It's not two separate things. Hopefully in a separate shir we'll go more into this ritual. So according to this, we can say that the halacha of doifen akuma, you want to be mevar the geder of doifen akum, according to what we're saying, it doesn't tell us to see the schach as if it's part and parcel of the wall, like it is by Lovin and Kudasik, that their halachas in the koisel. The koisel is an espashik me'evrlo, the koisel extends. What was said in the din of doifen akuma is that even though the wall is far from the schach, and through this distance there is kiviyachol not a relationship, not a linkage between the schach and the defanos, within Arba Amos there is a linkage, since it's the derech haksolim lisakim, kamo shkesev haran veharitvo vehameiri besugin, that it's the derech of walls to become bended within four Amos. So therefore, within four Amos, we can see, we can view the defanos as if they're shaykh to the schach. The schach within four amas is going to be shaykh to the defanos, because it is the derech of defanos to be misa'akim, to ben four amas. So therefore it'll look like the schach is chelik me'adoifen. Since you can view it that way, there is no longer a distance. You can view the schach as being shaykh to the doifen. There's no longer a distance. This distance doesn't break off their linkage. And therefore the schach is now going to be linked to the defanos. So within Arba Amos, there is a siachsus, there is a relationship between the defanos and the schach. So it's not pshat that we mamish see the schach as a wall. You're not looking at a wall. You're looking at schach, at pasul schach. But this pasul schach is not going to break up between the kosher schach and the wall, because it's the derech of a wall to bend within four amos. And memela, there's going to be a siachsus, a relationship between the kosher schach and the wall, and it doesn't stare us that there's this pasul schach in mitten, in between. Alright, there are rayas for this avana, and a new reading of the Gemara in Yitzayin, but anyway, we're zeichet to do chelik beis, the second part of the shir, super gavaldic. Please stay tuned, the Beis Hashem will have more. Thank you so much for listening. Soif dovo, hakol nishma, es loikim yura, es mitzvoisiv shmol ki zeh, kol ha'adam. Thank you so much. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.